When the feds ordered a group of Seattle lawyers to stop helping in some immigration cases, the lawyers fought back. And this week, a judge sided with the lawyers again in a nationwide ruling. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
In immigration court, most people face deportation without an attorney. But sometimes they can get limited legal advice or help with forms like an asylum application. The Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, or NIRP, is a nonprofit that helps out in hundreds of these cases every year. Then, a few months ago, the Department of Justice ordered NIRP to cease and desist this limited service. Judge Richard Jones in Seattle has blocked this DOJ order, now for a second time. Matt Adams is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project.
What this means is that we get to keep on helping hundreds of people who otherwise don't have legal representation.
The DOJ says a 2008 rule requires attorneys to sign on for the full case as a way to hold lawyers accountable. Adams says DOJ is using a new interpretation of the rule and that it could block legal help for thousands of immigrants every year.
It has a dramatic impact all across the country. As was noted in the court today, over 30 organizations and firms have issued declarations talking about how the government's cease and desist order would create havoc with the services that they're providing around the country.
Judge Jones's ruling allows nonprofit groups nationwide to continue these limited legal services. With his ruling, Jones said the cease and desist order raises constitutional questions about freedom of speech, and it will remain on hold while the lawsuit continues. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.